I'd like to thank my sponsors. First and foremost, number one, Keys Coffee Company, www.keyscoffee.co, 505 Southern Street. You know them well. Been talking about them since day one. There to provide the whole Key West public, your local Key West peeps, with all our coffees, juices, smoothies, and more. Takeout, delivery, all that jazz. Call ahead. What are they doing? They are half of them are on vacation right now. God bless them. The owners out there killing it on the slope somewhere. Good for them. Nobody works harder in the business. Keys Coffee Company, 505 Southern Street. Know them, love them, use them. But don't abuse them. Tip everybody. Tip them twice. Speaking of twos, Tutu & Co., my second sponsor, the lovely Tutu & Co., sponsor number two, 504 Angela Street. Let's see what else. What else is going on? Tutuandco.com. Usual stuff. Oh, we had a Wednesday night. Your old Tommy Flip had to work there Wednesday night. Somebody called out. I had to work. But luckily, they were having a little event. We're looking to revamp the bathroom there. And we're going to cover the walls with boobs. You're like, what does that mean? I don't know. Come in, find out. But Wednesday, we had a little art party. A little paint your boobs and smash them into a piece of paper. Boob prints, your boob imprints. Like fingerprints, but with boobs. There's no two alike. But a bunch of people showed up, painted the boobs, smashed it into paper, left an imprint, signed their names. God bless. And at some point, they're going to go in the bathroom. They're going to be displayed in the bathroom. Boobs in the bathroom. But anyway, we did that Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night we did that. Yeah. It was a fun time had by all. But what else they got? Sundays. Bingo with Q Mitch. Drag Queen Bingo with Q Mitch. And then, yeah, we got stuff going on. Something's happening every day of the week. You want glitter in your drink? You come see Tutu & Co. Okay. 504 Angela Street. Speaking of 504 Angela Street, my third sponsor, Poke in the Rear. Key West's premier Pokeball spot. The old Pokeball joint. Right there behind the Aqua Nightclub. You can take that little lane before Aqua Nightclub. You'll find, go down that lane, you'll find Poke in the Rear. They're also out there fucking slaying it at these concerts, these events over at the amphitheater there. Jesus Christ. They had a little booth back there. They're just poking away all day and all night. Just poking. Yeah, they're just out there selling hand over fist Pokeballs. Line out the, well, there's no door because it's outside. It's an outside amphitheater, but you know what I'm saying. Lines around, not the block because, you know, like I said, it's an amphitheater, but you know what I'm saying. I had one the other day for the Miles, what the fuck was it? I can't keep up with the festivals in Key West. The rock and roll one. Anyway, I went down there for a night and they were killing it. And I know this week it's another festival and it's a festival after that. Go down there and see them. If not at Poke in the Rear, at your favorite festival at the amphitheater. 504 Angel Street, PokeInTheRear.com. I love them. They love me. Some like it a little, others like it a lot. Let's see. Who else is my sponsor? Who else is my sponsor? Stone Soup Gallery. You know what Stone Soup Gallery is going to do for us? They're going to help us frame Tutu at Tutu, all the boobs. That's my tie-in from one sponsor to the other. Co-sponsor synergy on the Tom Flip QS podcast. Anyway, Stone Soup Gallery, stonesoupgallery.com, all that stuff. If you need something framed, go see them. Go see Stone Soup Gallery down there on White Street. Michael Flamia is the guest, one of my esteemed guests today of Stone Soup Gallery. You'll hear him talk, so stay tuned for that. But for all your framing needs, you need something framed, you know where I go? You know where I go when I need something framed? Old Tommy Flip needs some frames. Stone Soup Gallery. StoneSoupGallery.com. That's where I go to get my stuff framed. And you should too. You should too. But yeah. Stone Soup Gallery out there on White Street. Yeah, so thank you to all of them. This should be just like a big, I don't know, advertisement for him and his galleries. Do I need to go on and on if I'm going to talk to him for an hour and a half? I guess. Stone Soup Gallery, the number one gallery, Key West, no, I don't know. You need something framed, go there. Go there, be square, like a square frame. Anyway, like I said, today I have Brandy Sager and Michael Flamia. We're going to talk about, I don't even know what, all things in the world, Key West and more. All right. Have fun in this episode. Later.
Do we got like headsets and stuff?
Do you want it? No, I don't have two
Tom
headsets.
Gets to hear what we sound
like. Would you like?
Is it a big
would
one?
You, yeah, no, it's not big like, enough for to facilitate. Here, right? Sorry. Yeah, right, left and maybe right, my next right. Round of funding, I'll be able to get another headset. It'll probably be smart, but then it's just another thing to drag along.
Awesome. All right, Foundation.
Here we go, recording. Welcome to the Tom Flip Key West podcast. I'm extremely tired after working last night, but here we are anyway. Bright and early on a Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, yes.
My throat hurts. I must have been screaming day. Yesterday. Post-hump today. We have Michael Flamia and Brandy Sager here. Wait. Are we changing our name by any chance? Are we hyphenating?
We're going to change our name, but apparently it's quite an ordeal to do. So.
To hyphenate?
So yes. Right now you're like a doctor. You're
Wait, are you hyphenating or changing?
I am in spirit a Bradford, but I am not officially a Bradford yet.
But are you going to get rid of the Sager?
Yeah, I'm going to drop Sager.
You're going to drop a Sager for a Bradford?
Bradford. It sounds
Brandy.
Great.
That is.
It sounds good.
Oh,
BB.
Shit. BB.
Yeah.
BB.
Double Bs.
I used to go to school, like grade school, high school, with a kid who was a BB, like his initials, and his mother would call him BB honey.
BB honey. Yeah.
And we never let him ever
live that down. I've
never.
That's it. He's BB for life.
BB honey, come blow your nose. Oh, it's awful. Sorry. I'm sorry. If somehow you hear this, I apologize. I love you. BB honey. Oh, never. Well, never. I'll be on my deathbed and be like, BB honey, go blow your nose. They had an accent. Anyway, here we are. All right. We're here to, I guess, to talk art. I don't know what we're here to do. Who called?
So
somebody called this meeting. Michael Flamia. Flamia.
I'm on a whim, and I said, I want to sit in on that
one. Let's do a duplex.
So we were at the gallery opening. It wasn't even a gallery. What would you call it?
It was a show.
A show.
It was a show. An artist show.
It was a show, man.
Yeah.
And who was it? What was his name?
Fabio Napoleone.
I can't remember his name.
Is it
Fabio Napoleone? It's just
you just said it.
It's but it sounds
it's incredible.
It sounds.
It just like is one word if you say it the right way. Fabio Napoleone.
It sounds made up. It sounds like something. Somebody wrote in a like a script.
Heck of an email.
So there was this guy, Fabio Napoleone. And we were all there, and it was your idea to do this.
I guess.
I had a couple. Are you spearheading this meeting?
I'm not going to lie to you.
You're not going to lie to me. Don't lie to me.
But he is one of my favorite artists at Fusion Carries. So
yeah, he's one of my favorites too. To be honest,
I didn't really meet him though. He seemed very busy. He was at his little desk drawing with his wife.
Yes.
And then they came to the bar. Was that the same night?
That was the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all blurring together, man. And you guys looked like you were having fun.
We were having fun.
You were having fun that night.
It just got weirder from there.
Why? What happened? What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. We just.
What do you mean it got weirder? You're going to tell me it got weirder?
With that.
And then you're like, no, never mind. I lied. It didn't get weirder.
It just, his wife is like very like, quiet and sweet, and then you get a few drinks in her, and she's really, really fun.
So she's not sweet, is that what you're saying?
No, she's still very sweet, but she's she gets more outgoing as the night progresses, you know.
I feel like that's a common case with alcohol.
Makes friends, and we're at General Horseplay, and there's this guy with a baseball cap with like foam titties on it.
Okay, classy, go
ahead.
And
we're talking about him, and so I just end up like pointing at him, and he's... So we came over and then he was like, oh, you like that? And he pulled up his shirt and he had this belt buckle that was like a pussy, like a gold gilded pussy belt buckle. And he was like, you like my hat? Look at this. And he had like a handlebar mustache.
Oh,
and
my
the
word.
The night just got weird. It just got weird, you know?
That's and some serious.
So we made friends with him. He was there with his sister, quote, sister, his hot sister. And yeah, it just got weird.
Things back to the weird. Vagina buckle so belt. Now, most buckle belts are in the horizontal pattern, was, like an oval. Was it a sideways?
The belt buckle was oval, but it was like a really beautiful, detailed, like, you know, labia and things uh-huh.
Wow.
In
was it
there.
Pierced,
it was not, but it was very beautiful.
Just got intended.
We all got on Google. We all tried to find it. This is some custom.
Wow.
I think that this was genuinely cast
from
somebody, maybe his sister. I don't know.
But wouldn't that be like the tiniest vagina ever? Like if it was cast, if you're.
Oh, because things could, shrink as you cast them.
Oh, I don't know this.
But yeah, so like. When
you think it was 3D printed?
When you cast something like
a 3D printed pussy? What are we talking about here?
Something in, if you do it, you could do it like in plaster. You do the silicone. They do silicone now. I guess they couldn't do silicone if you're casting in gold. But gold, as it hardens, will like shrink slightly. So, but it doesn't matter. I mean, who are you trying to fit on a space bigger than this?
I don't know.
Like, that's about right. That's about the right size. The belt buckle is the right size.
I don't know.
So, anyway, it was a fun night. We ran into some weirdos. We made a lot of friends.
They appreciate the weirdness
they
of Key West?
It. Yeah, they absolutely.
Where are they out of? Where is he based out of?
They live in Orlando. Oh. Yeah, they just live in Orlando.
That's got to seem like boring compared to Key West.
They, you know.
In spirit. I feel like you could probably get in more trouble in Orlando just because it's a bigger city. And like if you're looking for trouble, you could probably find it. But
yeah.
I think
here
the inherent weirdness
concentrated.
Of
you just
Key
walk
West.
Up the block,
yeah.
And you're in a new weird.
It's hard to get in trouble,
environment.
Here, right?
Like, I think it's hard to get in trouble here. I really do. I genuinely do. Like, I feel like we have a lot of tolerance for, I don't know, whatever people are expecting or what. I don't know how to say that, but like, it's hard to get looked at, you know, sideways in this town. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
in my
opinion,
get looked at.
You
yeah,
get looked
but
at,
you're
but
not
like,
in
it's
like a.
Normal.
You're like you get looked
normal.
At, and then you're like, "All right, Phil, I'll see you at the PTA meeting on Tuesday."
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but you know what I mean? It's like accepted. Not that we're not going to stare. We're going to stare, but okay. So let's segue to Mr. Flamme here. You're proprietor of not one but two galleries now.
Two
since the last time you were on the podcast, you are obtaining. Whatever comes your way, it seems.
Yeah, we're just plucking them out of the air.
You're like, I did so well with the first gallery and frame shop that I'm going
to
do another one.
A second gallery.
Are you just buying your way from White Street to Duval? Is eventually?
Yeah, I'm going. Yep.
Or eventually you're going to
Fleming.
Yeah,
backwards.
How's the second spot going? Because you bought two turnkey businesses that existed already, which is like, I guess the way to do it. Like, if you have the means to do it, why? Start a business from scratch when there's like a fucking 90% failure rate, like, you know, probability when you're like, well, this works.
This one already works.
Let me buy into one that's already working.
Trucking. Salt is a really cool gallery.
Yeah, it was. I think it was either us take it over or it was going to go out of business. I think it was at that point where and the previous owner wanted to keep it up and running, you know, and keep it as a focal point in the community. I think a lot of people go there. It's busy every day.
Which is strange because there's not a lot of like foot traffic in that area. Like I've lived in that area multiple times, and that used to be on my daily walk with my kid and the dog when she was in a stroller and stuff like that. That was those years. So I would walk by there like probably like 7 times a week probably, and there's not a tremendous amount because it's residential. It's a residential area, 100%. It's not like, you know, Duval Street or even. You know, White Street has a more of a walking culture where your other gallery is. Where your first gallery is Stone Soup Gallery, who sponsors the Tom Flip Key West podcast. But that area, it's like on a corner. It's like unassuming. It's not. It's hard to believe. But that corner
it's
is
growing
weird.
Growing now. I mean, there's.
They opened the Dayton.
Dayton Time has been there forever.
Yeah.
And then there's the Cava Place.
Have you been to the kava place?
I have not been to the kava.
Me neither. I don't even know really what kava is going to do. But you don't.
It tastes like dirt. Yeah. It tastes like dirt.
I've tasted it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't know what the benefits are either. Do you know what the benefits are?
During dry January, I liked it.
Wait, did you do a full month of dry January?
I did damp January.
Damp January?
Yeah, I did damp January.
What is damp January? Like a beer? What? It's White Claws?
I found out that I needed to take the artist out and it was going to be in January. Oh, yeah, yeah. That is business related. Mid-month. I was like, oh, he's going to be here in a couple of weeks. Well, we can't not be primed. You know, like you can't.
Oh, you didn't want to be out of practice?
No, I didn't want to be out of practice. Yeah. And so that.
It'd be a one and done.
Exactly. So we had some, on the weekends, you know, we did weekly outings and then.
It's like training for a marathon.
Exactly.
It's like you can't just go and run.
No, come on.
You got to do something.
I will say you didn't drink at the Salt opening.
The
first week of January, which I was surprised.
Yeah, I was having
you
water.
A cocktail.
I did end up having an espresso martini here afterwards. But it was, you know, it seemed like the thing to do.
That was a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I at that?
That was a Friday.
Friday. That's why I wasn't
there. You were here.
I was bartending. Yeah,
you were here. We all came here.
It's really hard for me to take Fridays
off. Are you working this Friday? Because we got another one. We got a big one this Friday.
What are the times, though?
6 to 8.
I mean,
this is sugar
conceivably.
Assault.
Yeah, is this Friday?
Okay. Conceivably, I can get there at 6. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh. There's maybe so much going on, man.
So much fucking going on. Who's that? Jillian? I don't know. Or is Jillian still off this week? I don't know.
It's a birthday week.
Fucking these kids and these.
So her birthday is the same day.
Can I tell you how much I hate the theory of turning a birthday into a week and then into a month?
Love celebrating a birthday month.
It rubs me sometimes.
Yeah.
So wrong.
Birthday year.
It makes it less special. And then it also it makes me think that not the Mormons. Who are they? The Jehovah Witnesses got something going on with that. All
we don't even celebrate.
Dude,
birthday.
After a certain point,
that's such a
bummer. Valentine's Day is coming up, right? And I'm like, all right. So I've been with my wife for 20 fucking years, and I'm like, we've done this 19 times. And I'm like, there's what could we do? We have a kid. We have it's on a Thursday.
You can make another kid.
Make an extra baby.
Listen,
we don't
make a baby.
You put
that's what you do on Valentine's.
$200K into my bank account.
Don't they end up being a Scorpio?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd watch out for that.
So yeah,
I don't know. I don't know any people
September
always want to
maybe ish. Maybe yeah. October if.
But they always want to impart the astrological signs on me as if I know what that means or. But it's just, come on, how many things can we fucking do?
Maybe if you hump on Valentine's.
I'm exhausted.
Get pregnant, maybe you have a Halloween baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Libras, actually.
I'm going to make a Libra, is that what you said?
You can have a little Libra.
Oh my God, I don't know, you cut out. Wait, hang on.
Uh-oh.
You're back.
And she's back.
Something with the end of this quarter.
Are you going to talk about your sponsors or?
I was going to do that on the back end.
Oh, I like this.
Well, no, it's going to go in the front. No, it's going to go in the front.
The back end.
I just didn't want you guys to sit here unneedlessly for 8 minutes and me talk about my sponsors. You want me to sit here and talk about my sponsors?
No, we don't have to.
I mean, I feel like it's not a waste of time for the guests, but I know everybody has things to do.
Got it.
But that was my thought. I was like afterwards.
Okay. All right.
I'll do my performance.
This is a pop-up cast.
A pop-up kit. No, this is as real as any other one. All right, so you got Salt. You got Stone Soup. We're doing, you got a fusion over here.
Yeah.
Like, this is
what some big hitters in here.
Seriously, what else is there? Are we all going to the studios of Key West tonight? Is this the time of year for art in Key West? I mean,
yeah, it's season.
Listen, I mean, if anybody's out there wants to do a show, we got
anybody,
all the locations.
Anybody?
Right?
Yeah, all the locations.
Anybody that's decent. I mean, I'm hoping you're going to spread the wealth here and get into some.
No,
of
I have
places.
Something coming on.
Whoa.
Do you know how hard it is for me to do anything?
I own Tom.
Okay.
Tom, but we have kind of a deal.
Yeah.
After yours. I would say he's going to have remnants after that.
That's true. Yeah. Your next show you should do at Salt, though. I think Salt is a little more Tom Flip than Stone Soup.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know what is Tom. What is Tom?
Have you started any of your artwork
yes.
for this Infusion
yes,
show?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I have.
By chance, will one of those be a commission for Mr. Flammy?
That will come out in the works. Because once I have it all, once I have the machine set up, you know, once I have the factory, the fucking, what, yeah, the 3D
printer. Oh, you got some high-tech tools for this.
Yep.
Good thing
I invested in myself.
Brandy got a picture of the belt buckle.
Thank God. I should have gotten a picture of him.
You didn't get a picture of that guy?
I didn't get a picture of him.
I'm glad you didn't get a picture. Because I feel like a guy like that,
he would have
loved
it.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Oh, he was so proud.
That's what he wants.
So proud.
Did he have cowboy boots on by any chance?
Yeah, and jeans. Yeah, and a handlebar mustache. Yeah. And he was tall. And
he's like a NASCAR daddy.
He was probably
like a NASCAR daddy. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's what, yeah. Somebody was asking me yesterday where I fall into the world of gay men. Subcultures.
Okay.
And they were like, "Wait, are you an otter? You're not a bear."
You're
and I'm
not
like,
a bear.
I don't
you're
know.
An otter.
I think I'm a. I think I'm otter. A. I think I'm like a cross section of like a Twinkie daddy.
You're a Twinkie
daddy. But I'm not gay, so it doesn't make a difference. But if I were, play the game. Some of my gay listeners, tell me what the hell I am, what I would be, what kind of how I would have to market myself.
I think you're too old to be a twink, honey.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're probably
forever young. I wanna be forever.
You got a hairy chest?
Not in the fucking least.
Oh, wow. not a single hair.
I did shave yesterday for our event.
Oh, okay.
For my three nipple hairs and the three hairs
for this
in the
event.
Yeah.
You didn't want hair showing?
No. Oh,
I thought
you
that the hairy ass was my favorite. One hanging up back there.
I'm like in that like not gray zone, like so like the what's the uncanny valley or whatever of like there's like this theory that like animation that is really lifelike becomes strange and like unwatchable. It makes people like uncomfortable. I think that's what it's called, the uncanny valley.
Uncanny valley, yeah.
And like that's what my chest hair is like. It's like just enough where you're like, ooh, no, this is not working. But not enough where you're like, yeah, no, that's a man. Like, I have the same amount of chest hair as, like, a woman who probably didn't pluck her nipple hairs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm basically a woman with a penis. It's been verified I have a kid, all right? I have a penis and testicles. They work, and they produce children. So
I think at this point, sure. You have your own classification.
And?
If you were gay.
What? Go ahead. Well, what? You got to give me a fucking name.
You're an otter lesbian.
An otterbian?
What?
Like the otter?
Like an otter lesbian.
What is the definition of an otter? I don't even know. Because I know, let's look it up.
I don't think you have to be hairy to be an otter.
I don't think so either.
Compact.
Huh.
I think you just have to be compact and not a bear. You'd be a bear, obviously.
I'm a bear?
You're definitely a bear.
Why would you say that? I thought bears were hairy.
Otter gay You've classification.
Got, like, beard going on. You're
what is
blonde.
It? What does it mean?
You're a polar bear.
Everything you need to know about otters.
Polar bear.
Otters generally have a lot of body hair. I'm out.
Oh man.
Much less than bears, but are smaller in frame, weight considerably less than bears. Okay, so it's basically a tiny bear.
Yeah, a baby bear.
But cool, they probably don't want to be called that. Otters are usually found in the vicinity of bears, and the two can often be found at the same meetups.
I don't know if that's even a...
A porcupine?
Maybe.
Well, that sounds more like a lesbian. We do need an expert.
An expert. Where's Hugh Mitch?
Where's Mitch?
Let's get Hugh Mitch on here. It's a shame it wasn't on Sundays. Shame it's not a Sunday. Well, how's the married life, Randy?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so good.
Beebe, how are you?
Bradford.
Beebe,
honey.
Best decision I've ever made.
Bradford. That's such a white name. That is the whitest name in the world.
Bradford?
It really is.
Yeah.
Mrs. Like
English.
Mrs. Bradford.
It's apparently.
The country club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the married life, what are we learning about the life of, I don't know, the newly married
people? You know, we've known each other for years.
Yeah, but
they're
now you really
thus
know
far,
each other.
We do know each other quite a bit better now. But there are surprisingly few surprise.
You're not like, John, stop peeing on the fucking toilet seat. I swear to God.
Give him two drinks and
he's pissing in the corner. We work together. I already knew the bathroom habits.
You already knew he pees on the toilet seat?
No, he's good, but he leaves the toilet seat up.
Oh, son of a bitch. And he spills wine on walls.
He does spill wine on walls, yeah. He gets funny when he's drunk. He gets really like... animated and energetic.
I saw them out somewhere the other night. You guys were sitting, they look like two little lovebirds sitting there.
I know. Aww.
Where was it? You
guys they always come in and canoodle. I'm like, gross.
I can't remember.
New love, gross.
Oh, yeah, you, I mean.
Get to the stage.
That's when I just found out.
Where the rest of us could tolerate you.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, nobody was invited to the wedding. So it's
we went to the courthouse.
Like a man, we're going to go to the courthouse and get this shit done.
I didn't. We tried to plan a wedding for New Year's Eve. And we wanted to kind of like make it a thing.
Yeah.
And like within a week, it became too difficult, too stressful.
Exploded.
And it was just like so dumb. It was like people that we wanted to come couldn't come. And some people were acting in plays. And so they couldn't necessarily make it.
Acting.
They were acting.
Why do we know so many thespians?
Why do the thespians?
Is it just because it's like.
Why can't they just move their schedule so that you could do it?
Venn diagram.
That was like such a minor thing.
The COVID play?
Postpone the play.
Postpone.
Yeah, just postpone the play. And who, you know, does a play on New Year's Eve?
That was strange.
I think that it was a sellout show, though. So good for them.
That's a weird thing to.
But it did. It just became too difficult.
So I would never think to go to a play on New Year's Eve. Never in a million
years. What did you do on New Year's Eve?
I probably worked. I don't know.
Oh, you worked?
Probably.
I came here.
Oh, you came
here? No, I worked on New Year's Eve.
I was here until like just after midnight. And then,
Jillian. I worked at Jillian on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you guys were.
For some reason, the last couple of years, I've been working New Year's Eve.
Huh.
Just because they've been falling on weekends, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all right.
Last year we had a great time.
Yeah, last year was a lot of fun.
Yeah, last year we had a really great time.
This year was I feel like it was twice as busy last year than this year.
Jen with her confetti cannon out there.
Oh my God, yeah, I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
oh God, that was
good. Was that the time that the cops came?
Yes.
And they sat out in front?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Memories.
We had disco lights outside.
Oh, dude.
I mean, it was
good. And that cop woman parked her fucking SUV
she
there.
Did. She was like, it was intimidation.
Yep.
That's intimidation.
Wow. Intimidating practices. So,
it's just like, don't you have something you should be doing tonight? There has to be more important things.
I think they hire so many.
They
I think
put
everybody's
them all out there. Yeah, I think they all come.
And
here.
If they're not there, they're at Five Brothers drinking coffee. I went to Five Brothers the other day, and there's like eight of them standing around the table. I'm like, who wants to rob a fucking bank right now? Because obviously, like if I put a couple flat tires on your fucking cars outside, nobody's getting anywhere anytime soon. What do you do? Run downtown? That ain't happening.
Calling the horses.
Those are not quick to it, like they got a fucking
the cavalry. Is that what it's called?
Cavalry. Yeah. I don't know if that's. I think that's an army.
Oh,
an old school Southern army term. I don't know. That's the Confederacy.
What are they called?
I don't know.
The mounted police officers.
Okay.
The
most terrifying
like
ones
position.
Are the bicycle.
I always. You look like you're empty over there. What's the matter? You
okay? Oh yeah, I'm.
What is it?
It's just house coffee.
Oh, do you want
it's Cuban coffee, queen coffee. I might make myself some espresso.
I mean, this isn't espresso. This is just regular house coffee with a little bit of half and half.
Oh.
Do you want to?
Fucking it.
Throw swig.
Fucking yeah, let me top
a little
myself
bit in
off
top
here.
Yourself. Hey, can I heat you up, hon?
Thanks. Hey, thanks.
Is that a thing elsewhere, or is that just a New Jersey thing?
Jersey thing.
Yeah. Diner wage. Can I heat you up, hon?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You never know.
I would love for QS to have a nice diner.
Dude,
like
that
a
was
real diner.
Always been one of our dreams. Like, for real. Like, always, always, always. I thought, well, Denny's was the diner where Sushi Song
now
is now.
Far away.
And then there's also.
Full bar, though.
I thought that spot would be fucking awesome. And then also up the block over there, I think it's a scooter rental place. It's like a little bit off Duval Street. I'm like, that would also be an awesome 24-hour diner.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have to be in that area.
Wait, say it again?
What do they serve at Duffy's?
Steak and lobsters? I've never been in there.
Is it just nighttime?
I just fucking...
Yeah, that's...
Gotcha.
You call it Tom's Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tom's Diner.
Uncle Tom's Diner. Wait, what? No.
I guess the closest thing to a diner would be Harpoon Harry's.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not open 24 hours.
You
like a real fucking diner
is. I need a 4 a.m.
There is a fucking Greek guy with a mustache behind him. He has a pair of slacks on and some loafers, and he never fucking leaves. And when he leaves, the big fat Greek woman sits behind the counter.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And they never fucking close. Never, ever, ever. Snowstorms, rain,
hurricanes.
Never, ever, ever. That's, yeah.
You just pitched your own idea.
But it's too hard down here.
You
can't find.
Actually do it here.
We don't have the culture of gritty
diner waitresses that will actually stick it out. Because a lot of those people are career diner waitresses.
Yes.
Because they're like, whatever, I make my $60,000 a year and I don't need, you know, but.
Hard to live on that down here.
Down here it is. That's like poverty line of something, I would say. I wonder what the actual poverty line in Key West is.
It's high. I mean, it's the amount is.
Do you think it's like 50, 60?
It takes 60? A lot to live here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. To make it.
To make it and pay your taxes? I mean, yeah. That's like insane. It's, I see. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that...
That do it.
Well...
You know, three roommates.
You know, it is. Do you think all the people who are not documented that are working here are paying their full share of whatever? I don't know.
Well, I think that usually it's like you share rooms. You like really pack a lot of people into a small place. You're usually not here forever.
Yeah, just kind it's of usually people in their 20s and early 30s.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like.
Yeah.
It seems that way. And I love when they're like, no, fuck this place. I'm going back to her. And then like 6 months later, they're back. They're back. I'm like, welcome back from Argentina. How was it? Oh, greetings from the Ukraine or wherever they're fucking from. You know, I feel like it's shifted though. It used to be more like Eastern European. Now it's more like South American.
It is. Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, what's next? Are we going to get like an influx of like Africans? Like, what's the next continent that's going
to come to Key
bestow
West?
Us with their with workforce? Their... We got a lot of Zimbabweans in Key West now.
Somebody ought to scoop these chugs up off the beach and turn that into a business somehow.
What's the business of chug tours?
What would you do with a chug? What would you do with a chug?
Chop it in half and make it into a bar for somebody to do
that. I think that Absinthe House has a chug, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder if that's like in poor taste. Or if that's like a salute to like the American dream. You know what I mean? Like
I think that it depends on how you're I feel like it's an okay taste.
Yeah, an okay taste.
It's a salute. It's like it's culturally I've seen a couple it's of really them. Interesting.
I love how there's no two alike. That's what I love about chugs. They're like, custom. What do we
having a custom drink?
You look at the brighter side of life, sir.
That's right.
He's a custom jobber. That's smoking like a salesman.
You know?
Yeah, we could custom fit you something. What do we got laying around?
I don't understand how that it actually makes it across, though.
It's incredible a lot of times
styrofoam,
when you look at them.
Yeah. Cardboard.
Tarps for sales.
I don't know, man. Ingenuity. I wonder how many don't make it. There's no way there's numbers on that, right?
I don't think you'd ever be able to really know.
I mean, they're not saying they're leaving. It's like a secret thing.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, all right, well.
No, it's a sad thing, man. Yeah.
So I think the real question, and I haven't gotten an answer, is when they do get sent back.
Yeah.
To Cuba,
I think they go
what happens
straight to jail.
Really?
I think
so. You don't think they just pop them in the head?
Oh.
I mean, that's like, that's a
I don't know.
Treason.
Yeah.
And I think.
Wow. Abandonment.
Abandonment.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I wonder what that is. I do. It can't be fucking good.
No.
It can't be fucking good. Like, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. It's hard to believe that we would.
So is it wet? Is it? It's not the wet foot, dry foot thing anymore where it's like if you actually make it to land.
I think it still is.
Yeah. So if you make it to.
But if the Coast Guard catches you.
While you're still out there, then that's when you get sent back.
No, I thought a couple chugs came in and had. The big thing was the animals. So they came in. There was a bunch of refugees.
Animals, they're human beings, Michael. Please.
No, not
the fucking dogs, animals.
The dogs and cats.
No. There and were then, cats on it, board?
Pets.
Always pets.
Family pets.
Could have been birds, too. I don't know. But yes, there was pets.
Okay.
So the big thing was the pets landed, and now they, and then the pregnant pets that had babies here,
those are American.
Got to stay, yeah.
Come on,
no,
that's not a real thing.
It's for the birds, I had this conversation
for
with
the birds.
Wow. It's for the birds, yeah.
Okay,
so
I really don't know a lot about.
I know very little
how
about
that
it.
That works.
I've seen them land before.
You've seen them, like with your own eyeballs.
But it was weird. Like they must have gotten them somewhere else.
Yeah,
it might have been like out at sea. Or they might have, like, you know, like, washed up on a mangrove somewhere.
Yeah.
And when I used to have my coffee shop down at Lazy Way Lane, I saw a whole, it was like, I can't remember if it was Coast Guard or Sheriff, some sort of authority ushering them into a van one by one.
Uh-huh.
Like, because, you know, the water's right there. But they, like, pulled up a boat, like, one of those, like, partially inflatable sort of, like, you know, boats. And it was just like one after the other, like into a van. And I was like, holy shit.
Well, I know that if they'll process them at least, you know, they'll like take down their name and information because they keep track of those things. But I don't know if they then release them and let them
do whatever. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wonder if they scan their passports.
They fucking have passports? Passaporte. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's
sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a scary thing to.
I
like,
wonder if there's like a
risk.
You know how there's like what they call them, coyotes, the Mexican people that help you cross the desert to get in.
Coyotes.
To help you, and you have to pay them like you know $3,000, $5,000,
and
$8,000, whatever
no
the fuck it is.
And it's very dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if there's somebody like that in Cuba that's like, I'll build you a fucking chug. Like,
well,
you know,
what they probably would do is they would put you on a boat that look like a chug, and then you have to hide and. You know, then they discreetly pull
you over. Yeah, but I feel like some of them, more like that. I remember one, I think it washed up on Smathers. It was like a for real boat. That they just like, you know, stole or, you know, appropriated it or whatever. Like, you know, full on. I mean, it looked like it was from like the 50s.
Sure.
You know, kind of looked like
the
SS Minnow. Yeah. Or 3 hour tour. But it was like a legit, you know, boat of some sort. Not just like. Sticking it together with spray foam and, you know, a tarp.
You think Gilligan was banging Marianne?
I think they all circulated each other. Yeah. You know, they had to. After a certain point,
Mrs.
you
Howell.
Just have to.
No, nobody was having fucking relations with Thurston. Who wants that old wrinkly ass?
Well,
your money don't mean nothing on this island, Thurston. Come here, Lovey. I think Lovey had one last good one in her. She probably like gives like a dainty fucking hand job with like a lot of wrist action
to the doctor.
Sighing.
Who was the doctor? I forget.
I am not putting that in my mouth, Professor. Where did this go? How did we get here? It's time to smoke a cigarette. Fucking sweat a little bit. Gilligan's Island. You want to go down to Gilligan's Island? You could make a radio out of coconuts, but not patch a fucking boat. What the fuck? Yeah, right.
They were on a chug.
All right, let's not look for logic in it.
No, that's not what that show's about.
That is not. What is it about? You think it was a commentary on American society in the 1960s?
Probably.
I still love that show.
Probably. Though. Yeah, me too. I really did.
Had some good shows back then.
I really, really loved Gilligan's Island as a kid. Like, it was like in that time slot of after. It was like in that daytime time slot of after game shows, but before like news. Like, you know, when kids are like...
Well, latchkey
like,
kids.
Like
I was home by ourselves.
Like 1 to 3. Like, you know what I mean? Like before or whatever, you'd be homesick from school and it would be like, you know, the black and white ones. You'd be like, whoa, this is an old one. But
I was in the Leave It to Beaver mix.
Oh, dude. I used to watch Leave It to Beaver as a kid. Wally. The Beave.
The Beave.
What was the mom's name? Claire? No. Oh, what was her name?
June.
June.
You know, she didn't give a very good hand job.
No. Very, very regimented, robotic almost. I don't know. She was a loving mother, though. Those kids got there somehow. I don't know.
True.
Well, what else is going on in the world?
What else do we even have?
World problems, right?
What else is... Trump's trying to get reelected. Do you think that's a big fucking thing? You think it's going to happen?
No.
Do you see who he's running with?
No.
Haley, the woman.
Haley Joan Osment? Who's it? Haley who? Wait, his running, he already picked
the
running?
Brunette. Name? Yeah, the brunette. I think maybe she's a senator.
I don't know. God.
Nikki Haley.
No. Yeah. I saw that she's separated herself from him and wants to run independently. She wants to run for...
Oh, no. I read that he announced her as his running mate, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not one to fib. Or stretch the truth. What the fuck? Oh, he's up for something right now where they're going through the processes of this whole Stormy Daniels thing. Like, that's finally coming to court. I saw it this morning. And
that's a good ham job.
My morning.
That's a good ham job.
What is it, 50 grand for the whatever? I love that. I love how everybody got in trouble for that except for him. Like none of this would have happened except for like you didn't want it. But now I feel like she got in trouble. What was the fixer? Is fixers Michael Cohen? Is lawyer?
Oh,
guy.
He's like he's buried in jail, oh,
dude. He's as dumb as a fucking.
He's
box
never getting
of rocks,
out.
Man. God damn it!
What a mess.
Every time I look at him, I'm like, he reminds me of that kid that always had that like the crusty fucking foam on the side of his mouth.
Oh yeah.
Like you just shut your mouth, dude. Just like come on. I'm like, how did you ever fix anything for everybody? You know what I think of sometimes? You remember Trump's fucking wackadoo doctor with the hair from like 7 years ago? His like New York doctor. He looked like fucking Doc from Back to the Future. You remember that guy?
I don't remember that guy.
They like raided his office to like get Trump's like health records and all that shit. Like, and he's like, why would you do this? I'm like, we haven't heard from that guy in fucking years. Buried him under the jail. I don't know. I wonder what happened. What happened to that guy? Gone. Say what you will about him. Trump fucking,
he's on a chug.
He's an interesting cast of characters that surrounds that man that are attracted to that guy.
It kind of makes me wonder.
They're not my people.
Are they chosen because they'll make headlines, or are they chosen for like true value of what they do?
But I think their value is being able to be manipulated in the style he wants them to be manipulated. I really think that that's their value to him.
That's the most important thing.
Like desperation, like close to, you know, it's quote unquote greatness or whatever. Yeah. You know,
I have another theory.
It's not the smart.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Hit us.
Well, no, I. So it's not like he's the Republican nominee. He's going to run against another Republican. So there's some sort of plan in place, right? So press on him.
Yeah.
Sneak somebody in through the back that's going to win it, and then that's who's going to be run. Because
he's like the lightning rod.
He's the lightning rod.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Do you think DeSantis is going to fucking slide in? No,
I don't think so. He's pretty comfy where he's at.
Yeah, but he does seem ambitious.
Yeah, no, I feel like if it's not this time around, it'll be next time around. He
think you got to be ready for that position, no matter who you're batting for.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of work. What?
Well, it's a lot of
stuff. You got to flush down the toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever think, I think about this like probably too much. Remember when Trump kept on going on? He's like, you got to flush your toilet 3, 5, 7, 15 times. And then like 2 years later, they were like, there's like pictures of him like ripping up pieces of paper and trying to flush him down the toilet. I'm like, no wonder why you have to fucking, like, it's not because you're not shitting in your toilet. You're flushing fucking like notes down the toilet. That's not what, like, no, I'm like, nobody else in the world talks about flushing the toilet 15 times except for you, because you're not putting shit down the toilet. You're putting fucking files. You're trying to jam files down the toilet and flush it. I'm like, nobody ever brings that up. I'm like, why? It's just so, it's such a ridiculous thing. I saw him talking about
You're just cracking yourself up.
He's so fucking ridiculous. The shit he fucking harps on. I saw him talking in a speech this morning. Granted, it was on Seth Meyers, whatever the fucking, he's the last of the tolerable late night people I can handle anymore. But he was talking about him, and he started doing his, you know, speaking in public again, like for, I'm going to run. And he's going back to his windmills, and he's like, the bald eagles, they're killing the bald eagles with the windmills. And he's going, he goes like, he is entertaining. He goes, you kill a bald eagle and you get 5 years in jail, but not these people. They're killing them by the thousands. I'm like, I don't even think we have 1,000 fucking bald eagles like in the country. Like, they're like by the thousands. And I'm like, such a fucking bullshitter. Like, what are you talking about? Like, the windmills are killing that. Like, they're like, oh, like, let's go to the fucking windmill and kill ourselves. But nobody's getting jail time. We're like, if anybody shouldn't be talking about somebody else not getting jail time, it's that fucking guy.
Oh, man.
Like, all the fucking shit. They'll never put him in jail. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. He must have fucking dirt on everybody or something.
He's too slippery.
I just don't understand. Like, are you that ingrained?
It's everybody in there.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody.
I mean, the Clintons.
All 200
well.
Freaking however many God, people so are gross. In there. In so that cabinet gross. And upper level tier. I mean, I don't even know.
Do you think the world would be different if Hillary Clinton won like 7 years ago or whatever it was?
The world would be very different.
How do you think it would be different?
I could not paint that picture. It's hard for I don't me know to if it would be that like other than right now. But it would be different.
Like where we,
she
right.
would have had her own set of problems.
I would say that, you know, the 4 years that we actually did have Trump would have been different. Yeah. But like where we landed afterwards, I don't think it would have been that
really?
Different. I really don't.
Oh wow.
Because she's a career politician.
Yeah.
Like it's not like,
but
she's
she would have like stayed in the politician lane, and he changed the landscape where yeah. it's like he's almost more like he brought reality star into politics. And all of these other politicians sort of like latched on and sort of like said, oh, if he can do that, I can do that too. And you get way more like personality and antics and like, you know, just like this sort of like show and pageantry sort of part of it instead of it just being like political and about politics. And I think that that's where things changed and how things kind of got really silly.
Well, there's another guy that was going to, remember he ran probably 15, 20 years ago. Remember he was a businessman out of Texas or something.
Ross Perot?
Yeah.
In the early 90s?
Yeah. So I think, you know, he was trying to steer that same direction, but never.
Yeah, he was less charismatic.
He was
more like straightforward. And I mean, he had a little bit of, you know, charisma to him, obviously. But I did love that whole era where he was like, okay, he's like, I'm a billionaire. I'll fucking take out hours of national television. Like,
nobody else can speak.
Yeah, I got it, guys. And they were like, wait a second. But it just shows you fucking, it all comes down to money. Do we have any opinions on this ChatGPT or whatever the fuck it is? Like,
what's ChatGPT?
I think I'm misunderstanding it.
Is that a new CBC thing?
No, it's CBDs.
CBDs?
GPT. ChatGPT. The fucking, what is it? The AI thing that, like, is, like, you'll be like, write me a fucking story about Key West in the language of Charles Dickens. And, like,
and it doesn't.
Like, 0.3 seconds, you have, like, a 6-page fucking story.
I mean,
and it just,
AI is the future. I loved the.
But it's here. It's not the future.
They're honing it now. It's out and it's for us to mm-hmm. use. And the more that we use it, the smarter and better it's going to become. So it's still at the beginning stages, but eventually it's going to be.
So we're all going to be out of jobs.
I literally think you're underestimating how far along it is.
You think so?
Yeah, because I called. My friend Mike Mongo the other day, it was his birthday. Uh-huh. We've been playing phone tag for like 6 months, like kind of thing. And I was just like, it's his fucking birthday. I'm going to FaceTime him. I was like sitting at the park with my kids. She was like playing and stuff like that. And I was talking to him for 10 minutes and he's like, it's fucking here. It is being implemented. He's like, get on board because you're just going to be, you know, this is my version of what he's saying. He's like a computer. He's going to space. The guy's going to space soon. He's like, tell your kid. He's like, because I told my kid the same thing. He's like, if you ever have artificial intelligence open where they're, you know, taking in information, because that's what they do. They just take in information and then use it as their database, I guess, their computing power, whatever the fuck it is. He's like, tell your kid if anybody's ever in a room and they're like being mean to it or like, you know, like fucking with. He's like, tell your daughter to get out of the room. Just be done, because you know
they learn it.
They learn it, and
are we talking about robots?
Yeah. Artificial AI. Intelligence.
I know, but like in a robot form in the classroom,
just in it doesn't have to be like a physical robot. But yes, that's going AIs, to yes. be yes. integrated with robotics, sure. But this is like, you know, computer in the fucking sky kind of thing. Not in the sky, but you know what I mean, like. And it's just a constantly learning and
absorbing information.
Don't piss it off, he said.
Yeah.
Don't be on the bad side.
The Japanese developed like the woman robots that instead of having a real woman to marry, you just buy one of these bad boys and they clean and you can have sex with them in the whole nine yards.
Well, I think there are dolls. Was that the starter kit? I don't think that they clean yet. I don't think that they clean. No.
Rosie,
you have to buy a Roomba and a sex doll if you want
the Jetsons, Rosie.
You need
a Roomba
and a sex doll.
I want a one-wheeled maid robot.
Oh, Rosie?
Yeah.
I would love Rosie. She was great.
I think she was the best part of the whole show.
I agree.
I think Rosie was the best part. Yeah. She's a robot. God damn it.
I know, like with the AI thing, like the app.
I love where this is going, by the way. This is fantastic.
Like you put in your photos and it creates all of, was cool, but it fucks up on your hands. Like it doesn't understand everything yet. And
hands are hard to draw.
Hands are hard. And so
hands and noses are always like the hardest things.
Like weird stuff. But you can tell.
Maybe
that's
the future.
Learning.
I've been in the frame shop too long.
It's just learning. But it also is stealing other people's art styles and doing, you know, it's like it's not at the point where it's doing its own thing yet.
Well, you know my feelings about digital art. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite. Tell us about digital art, Tom.
It's not my favorite. It's not my
favorite. It's not a true.
It's not. I'm not saying it's not a true art form, but there's. It's taking the craft work out of it.
It's a different craft. You just have to learn the program the same way that you learn painting ceramics or, you know, any of those other things.
I'm not saying it's not a viable form of art. I'm just saying it.
Do you have any digital artists that
No. We had that big printer. Yeah. You know, that big printer everybody would come in and want us to print their canvases and their pictures. I sold that fucker the other day because I got tired of hearing about it.
Wait, you no longer do canvas printing?
Well, I never did. Not in 2 years.
Nobody wanted it?
Yeah. Somebody wanted it, but I didn't want to do it. We get calls every day. That's a whole other business. Somebody could open up shop if they could find a nice space.
I should probably stop talking about canvas printing on my advertisement for your shop then, huh?
Yeah, I can sub it out.
I'm sure that is a whole different thing. Yeah, printing that's a whole business unto itself.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that guy on Stock Island went out of business, man.
People ask me all the time where they can
wait, he's out of business? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What was his name? Alan?
Oh,
Alan.
Yeah.
He closed up, so all the artists were scrambling. So everybody's kind of bought
no money in it? What is it?
I think he was just old and wanted to retire.
I think it's really tricky to do, too. It's like the file can be different, and it looks one way on your computer, and then you print it, and then, you know, if the colors aren't right, you have to do it again, and you have to do it again. Yeah. And you have to really kind of...
Wasteful. You got to hone in and be an expert on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Printing sucks, man. I just know from printing photos way, way, way back, and it's so difficult to, back then from putting a film into a camera and then getting a print that you
bathroom?
Can put on a wall.
Yeah.
Like it, the like fucking, the amount of shit that needs to go right consistently to get that one print, it's fucking, the waste is enormous.
Yeah.
It really is.
I bet.
It's a really, really, really difficult thing to do.
How about that Heads Up Key West business?
How about it? What about it?
What about it?
I don't know. We're still formulating ideas.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't, like, obviously, like, Mrs. Bradford, I just saw that. Obviously, you know what's happening. I'm going to start shooting in the spring, just like every other iteration of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have my little places picked out. I just don't have the exact scheduling of it. But where I'm tripping up is the presentation of it.
Yeah.
Like, how do I level it up this time? And I kind of want to not print this time, even though that was a huge part of the whole
process. You want to do a, like, projector? Process.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to look as beautiful? I mean,
No.
No.
But I think it'll be more intriguing, like, say, if it was, like, projected on, you know, like, a historic brick wall of the Martello, like that, where it was, like,
cool.
At a gathering, like, an event, you know what I mean? Like, a nighttime...
That's a hell of a projector.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's where I'm getting really tripped up with it because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, all right, most of the time and money on the back end of that project went to printing and pasting and hanging.
Yeah.
Because it took forever to, like, one, I got to get these things printed.
Yeah.
Two, I got to line them up correctly and do the whole thing, and it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures.
Yeah.
And it was just so time consuming and costly. Sure. Printing stuff's costly. I did it in the most economical way possible, you know, black and white, laser printed, you know, no ink, blah blah blah, all that bullshit. I did my homework for that, but it still cost me thousands of dollars to, like, pull it off, and I'm like, I don't want that again.
Right.
So I'm, like, toying with ideas, but I'm like, everything else is expensive as well. Like, renting a projector, it's not like somebody can just, let me borrow your projector for a night. Like, that's not happening. And then it's got to be of the quality to actually make it come through.
Right.
So it's got to be super dark space.
In a dark space,
And then,
backdrop's got to be.
What I did think about? Renting one of those, like, advertising trucks out of Miami.
Okay.
And creating a fantasy fest float out of the truck for a day of all the fucking faces.
Cool.
Like, but that's like probably $1,000 too.
Yeah.
To get it from Miami, get all the shit uploaded, blah, blah, blah. But I think people would really be on board, like, walking with this fucking thing, down the fantasy fest. But there's nothing to dress up for. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's, like, dressed up in some sort of.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of that would make sense. Remember, like, 5, maybe 10 years ago, there was, like, that, like Halloween costumes where people are growing as like film noir characters, and they were like black
painting
and whiting themselves
black and white,
like
yeah.
black and
That's
white.
Where my mind
the
went
whole
automatically.
Fucking
yeah.
crew of people walking down, cool. and then because they're all black and white pictures. That's the only thing I could like you know come up with that would make sense for a costume for Fantasy Fest. Like
it, yeah.
heads up, keep us. But who the fuck is going to sit there and paint 30, 50 people?
Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody will.
For money.
For money.
For money. People always want
money. Money, money,
You just
money.
Turned a couple $1,000 project yeah. into a lot of $1,000
projects. Yeah, $10,000. You went from 2,000 to 10,000 with your
great.
Dumb ideas.
You're
just go to
great,
Shrunk
Tom.
And get the fucking shit printed. but yeah, I don't know what to do. That's where I'm struggling. Hmm. And plus, I have so much shit between now and then that, I mean, I have to do the whole project before I, like, you yeah. know, I'm like, why would I?
Yeah.
Now's not the time to worry about it. It's a two-stage process.
It's a two-stage process.
Getting it going, printing are two different, you know, yeah. worlds. But I know.
So
it's
much.
A lot.
So much to do.
I made problems for myself. Not problems, but I made Raising work for
kids.
Myself.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That, dude. What are you trying to depress me right now? Are you
what?
Trying to?
No.
My life
big hump
is
day
these are
so
exciting. These are exciting things.
But
these
it's
are things
it,
you should
it's,
be celebrating and talking about.
And the way my brain works, I need a lot of not downtime, but time to sit and think and overthink
and
rethink
yeah.
and to you know what I mean. Like my brain is not like, oh, that sounds good. Let's do it. And then I'm just not that person. I'm like. I need to sit and hem and haw and like second guess and third guess and research and get inspired. Like it's a whole, it's torture, man. It's torture. Up here is torture, man. I'm pointing to my brain. Torture. It's a rough one. It really is. It hurts. It hurts so good. But, you know, that is who I am. Sorry. Take me or leave me. God.
Brutal.
Brutal, bro.
Brutal.
Brutal, bro.
Damn it, man.
Do you have anything coming up that's of significance besides your
Friday
gathering?
Oh, I'm getting...
You buying a new business? What?
No. Yeah. I'm going up north at the end of February. I'm getting both eyes operated on.
What are you doing?
Oh.
Multifocal lenses put in, like cataract
Whoa.
Surgery. Elective.
Okay.
So I don't have to wear glasses ever again.
Wait, is it like LASIK
Multifocal?
Kind of thing?
No, not LASIK. They go in, so
Ooh.
You're gonna like put bifocals in your eyeballs.
They put lenses as they go in. They sedate you. They do them one at a time. So one day, one the next. They go in. They take a laser, cuts your cornea out in a perfect circle. They pull it out. They take a laser and they destroy your lens on your eyeball.
Fuck you.
Then they take another laser in there and out of the tip of this little. Thing unrolls a lens that's made for your eye.
Dude, I'm getting goosebumps. Just
and then they put everything back. So I had LASIK when I was 30, but you know that's
it wears out, right?
Fix.
Sure.
So So I taught when I was up there. Was up there last month. I went in. I saw my eye doctor. He referred me to a guy. Went and saw him, and he's like, "When do you want to do this?" I'm like, "I'm ready." So they. He says, okay. So they scanned my eyes. They did all the measurements, the scanning, the whole deal. Lenses are being made. So I get March 1st is the right eye. March 2nd is the left eye. Wait a couple days. Do my eye exam.
Damn, that's a month away.
And then fly on back.
That
they
doesn't freak you out?
They can't do both eyes on the same day?
No.
No.
So they'll do one eye in the morning. And then, you know, takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Do one eye, 8 o'clock in the morning. And then that afternoon I go to his office and then they evaluate that, make sure I can see and all that stuff. And then the next morning I go back into the hospital. They do the other eye, go that afternoon. They evaluate that eye. Then 4 or 5 days later I go in and they do the whole, he says, you're going to be able to see perfect. Cool. Jen had it done, but she actually had cataracts. And she didn't wear any glasses anymore.
She loves that.
This is like a permanent solution.
Permanent.
This is
so
cool.
It's a hard lens. They're sucking your the lens that we're all looking through right now out, and they're putting a manufacturing
bionic.
Freaks me out, man.
It's so cool.
Do you hate wearing glasses that much?
Yeah, because like all my sunglasses, look, they're prescription. So that's when you see me inside sunglasses. Well, you're trying to look cool. Nah, I'm just trying to see. I got
I
readers at the bottom.
I didn't realize that the lenses were so thick. Yeah. Oh,
so there are threes at the bottom, so just readers.
I thought
readers.
They were just cool-ass shades, man.
And then distance,
I mean, up close, I can see good. I feel like...
You can see good, right?
Oh, my God. I feel like...
They're just readers at the bottom.
Yeah. A microscope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're not... They're like bifocals. Those are progressive ones. But I... So...
Nope.
So... That don't work. Cool. I don't have to carry readers with me, but if I'm out, which we all are... We stay out from daylight to nighttime.
Yeah.
So now, if I don't have a clear set...
Yeah.
I'm stuck with these... Like the other night, I think I was in the Fusion. I had them on. I wasn't trying to be cool.
Yeah,
I just could, I wanted to be able to see.
I'm just naturally cool. I'm like, I don't try. I'm just naturally cool.
Like Fonzie.
Arthur Fonzarelli. Hey.
God.
So now I'm a little nervous because I can't even put contacts in. I'm one of those.
I would go if I mean, obviously I do because my eyesight is, I'm a middle-aged man now. In the last, I don't know, 7 years, my eyesight is, you know, going by the way, not like, you know, whatever. I could never do contacts. Like if I have an eyelash in my eye,
I do contacts every day.
I'm like a fucking, I don't know, eyes. like a bear that got shot thrashing around.
I love the idea of just lasering
it. And what happens
when
that thing gets stuck over here in the corner and you can't even see it?
See, I would wear glasses. I would wear glasses and just lean into wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I think it would be glasses guy.
I think it would be glasses guy.
I hate glasses. So you have to keep them clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like,
see, I love sunglasses.
All the time.
Love
you
sunglasses
drop them,
so much.
Get tore up.
Yeah. Oh, they're
lose them.
I wear them sometimes, but I'm not a big fan of glasses.
I don't like.
Wonder if they could change the color of mine, like make the eyes red.
Oh yeah,
or something. Diablo? While they're in there. I mean, they're gonna have the eye dismantled.
While you're in there, I would like.
I want some devil eyes. Can you install me a Beelzebub eyes?
I was in. I walked into Darubis the other day, and there was this salesperson wearing cat eye contacts and cat ears, and I was like,
"What?
Where the fuck am I right now?"
The gallery.
Yes,
salesperson
working there.
I,
it was like a nighttime. She was there at night.
In
I was
Key
like,
West.
Yeah,
it's the answer to that one.
I guess like that's just like that's your shtick maybe. It was wild though. It was like the cat lady wants to sell us something, you know.
You got her and one side.
How do you?
Pussy and balls guy or whatever on the other.
I love characters. I love characters.
But that's like, who would buy something from
I
somebody
don't
wearing
know.
Cat
I
content?
Do not know.
I'm going to,
it's
an investment for my house. Oh, those cat eyes. Oh, yes.
Maybe you should put a set in for your show.
I can't.
There you go.
I can't. I can't fuck around my
eyeballs.
Eyes. I've never put contacts in. I've never played around with that. I've never. Yeah.
You get really used to it. It becomes very easy. Just boop, boop, done.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Freak me out. It's just not my thing. Oh. I'm weird with my eyes. I really am. It's like my eyes and teeth. Like I can never watch like, you know, like people like, you know, you always see videos of people like, oh, so-and-so got into a street fight on, you know, whatever. It just pops up like in the world of internet. I'm like,
oh, your
if
algorithm
people are
gives
like,
you street fighting.
What's that?
Your algorithm gives you street fighting.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. All right.
You know,
boy.
I am a man.
You're
I am
a
man.
Flip, flip, fofu.
You're a man.
But like, if there's like something like, oh, this guy got his tooth knocked out. I'm like, I hate anything with like teeth or eyes.
Oh, okay.
Teeth freak me out. Like losing teeth. The idea of like getting your fucking teeth knocked out, like hockey
that's
players.
That's got to be the worst.
Oh, dude, it's got to be so
because, you know, they don't just come out the whole root. They're snapped off.
Yep.
And
yep.
Nerves
yep.
are sticking
yep.
out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, oof. God. I always think about that. Fuck. You remember that movie, American History X? With,
yeah, when he, well, when he
oh, curb stomps the fucking dude on his teeth, and you hear that sound of, like, the porcelain teeth, like, going on the fucking, curb. So gross. Awful.
It's expensive awful, set awful, of veneers. He just got crushed.
Now you're having me think about my algorithm. What else? You know what? You know what has been in my fucking algorithm too much lately?
What?
And it just fucking sucks into, you look at one goddamn video.
This is what they're trying to do.
It's awful though. Cause
okay.
like.
What is it though? What is it?
It's.
I love the algorithm.
It's.
I mean,
it's,
I have
it's this
mine
weird
trained.
Thing. There's one woman, her name is Pearl. She's like, I don't want to call her an anti-feminist feminist woman.
Okay.
She's like this weird, like feminist realist person
okay
that like has some sort of podcast or talk show where she like, you know, it all seems to be revolved around that theory, but she's just like, women are so full of shit right now, it's like insane, because there's all these women that are like, I'm a 10 and I deserve a man that makes like six figures, and like, and she's like, dude, that's like 3% of men make over like, you know, $100,000 a year, and like you all think you're tens, like fucking reality check. You're gonna be single forever. She's like, you know, like that. She's like this, like realistic, like progressively thinking woman on these, like, for these women that are just like kind of blown. And she'll come up with these facts. She's like, only 40% of men have like kids. She's like, 80% of women wind up having, you know, procreating.
Sure.
She's like, that's all for a reason. Like, she's like, you're all going after the same dudes and having, you know, multiple children by the same kind of like
same
upper
kind of guy.
Echelon, yeah. You know, in your opinion, man. And there's plenty of like viable choices that are within your same league. And then you're surprised when, you know, this man of worth like leaves you kind of stuff, like, but over and over and over again. And like, it's just, I'm like, this is too much. Yeah. Not that I don't like agree, because I can follow the logic of what she's saying, but I'm just like blown away by how much the internet thinks I want to see this particular thing. Uh-huh. I'm like, can we get back to like car videos of people doing like, you know, dumb shit and like motorcycle jumps? Like, how did I get here? You watch one fucking dumb, like, what happened to Andrew Tate video? Like, you know, thing. And you're like, all of a sudden you're like an anti
Bieber keeps popping up on your feed. How do you change your algorithm?
I think you have to actively look for stuff. And then it just like,
you have to, if you see something you don't want to see anymore, you have to scroll past it very quickly, because if you rest on it for a certain amount of time, it will pick up on that you're looking at it.
I know.
And then the other, you can't like it. And then you also need to start like liking and saving things that you do want to see. And you have to actively participate in the program. I'm talking specifically about like Instagram and Facebook.
Wow.
Facebook has a feature where you can actually select and say, I do not want to see things like this anymore. And then it changes it for you.
I did that with my mother's Facebook page. I was like, I do not want
to see this anymore. I do not want to see things like this anymore. But that's how Instagram works.
Yeah.
And if you do it well, then you really will, like, it'll take you on a different adventure. It's a choose your own adventure, you know, but you really have to be very active.
So what's that thing where everybody's been posting where you copy and paste and now you can see all your friends? You can only see 10 of your friends' stuff, but if you copy and paste this,
I don't know anything about that.
That's all fake shit, right?
That's not real. Yeah.
But
yeah, there's all sorts of dumb, scammy, like.
I haven't done it. I'm afraid to do anything.
It is. If you watch this, like, YouTube shorts, like, that's the one that, like, gets me sucked in. It does. It gets me like out of all though, because I don't have TikTok and I refuse to fucking.
Yeah, I don't. Like
I refuse
TikTok
to go down
either.
That.
Yeah,
that
I thought
road.
About it. I think I technically have a TikTok, but I don't.
But like,
technically,
I do. I know it exists.
I know that, like, not to be crude or crass, but like, I was on the toilet the other day.
That's where you get most of your social media done, of course. Yeah.
Like everybody else, let's not pretend like you're not sitting there in the toilet. Like, what are you? Were you a shampoo bottle? Like, it's 1990, but. And you know, during a time when I didn't have the phone in my hand, but it was still, you know, going through the whatever, and it like replays, you know, if you like open up a short, it just like replays itself. It doesn't go to the next one automatically. Yes. Like, and I'm like, you know, I'm wiping my ass or whatever. And it's like a, not South Park. What's it? Family Guy, like short, like, oh, here's like 15 seconds of a Family Guy. And I didn't even, not that like I actively want, but I was just like, all right, let me like put this down.
And then you just hear it.
And then it goes like three or four times. And then I'm like, oh, now every other fucking short is like a Family Guy thing. Like, I care about Family Guy.
I haven't cared about Family Guy four times.
Yeah, I know exactly. But I had to wipe my ass.
Oh, that's
wrong.
This.
I didn't watch it four this. Times. I wiped my ass.
That's
while
strong
I
in your algorithm.
And now I'm like, oh, he must love fucking Stewie Griffin. But, you know, not in reality.
Who doesn't love Stewie?
Everybody loves Stewie.
Everybody's got a football, a head shaped like a football.
How do you not love cartoons? That's what I mean, although there are cartoons where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Yeah, but it's not the Coyote and the Roadrunner anymore.
The algorithm. No. It is if you want it. There,
you just got to.
It can be.
You got to think about it.
I think they're all on
HBO
or something.
It all starts here. You know, you think it, and then your phone hears your thoughts, and then
I can't even tell you about my algorithms.
You're gonna plug the phone into your brain.
Yeah, you're like Roadrunner.
Yeah. Oh, they're listening.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Keep saying it.
How long before we're hooked up into the phone?
No, we're going to get chips soon.
You know what?
And our credit cards
and
everything.
You know, with your lens thing, eventually you're just going to see it right in your eyeballs. It's just going to be like, that's going to be an elective thing.
I wonder if these lenses are Wi-Fi compatible.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Dude.
I wonder
Wi-Fi
if.
I mean, we're at that stage. That's what we just were talking about.
Yeah, why not? You could probably. It's all going to be connected at some point.
And then you just like look at a person and then you can like.
Oh, that's going to be so bad. I do not want that, man. Because then somebody's going to fucking hack it, and then the government's going to get there, and you're going to be like, oh, Tom Flip really loves
this is why
feet and butts. His eyes always go to feet and then butts. Feet and, you know what I mean? To be like, oh, the social score.
Is that what you look at? Is that what
fuck yeah! What are you kidding me? Everybody, I'm like, oh.
For as much as we talk about feet,
and I do not like feet. I gotta say, like feet.
Look at feet.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's not like I'm like, ooh, that person's got a good set of feet. It's more like I'm on the lookout for bad feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, okay. Or I'm like, oh, fuck.
I look at all feet.
I'm like, that dude has. Really?
It's weird.
Wow.
I'm like, that dude has not clipped his nails in forever. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's more like I want to make sure there's not bad feet around me, you know, or like in the vicinity. Like, there are some fucked up feet out there.
You're like, man.
But I don't get like a joy from like a good set. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, thank God. Like they have good feet. Good for them.
I want to suck on those toes.
But they're not like. It's not erotic for me at all. But butts, I do. I like butts. You know, who doesn't like a good butt? But I think the government's eventually gonna, and it's going to go to the social credit bullshit. Where it's like, are you a good American or a bad American? Yeah.
Oh, no, it's very dystopian.
Oh, it's fucking awful, man.
It's going to go, it's going to get real scary real fast, in my mind. Like, yeah. There's no way that it's going to end well.
Yep. And we're going to pretend like we didn't see it coming.
I'm moving to the mountains at a certain
point. Moving to the mountains. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Yeah. I thought you were going to live on a sailboat and be the...
For two years.
And then you're going to live in the mountains. You're abandoning us.
Well,
you're going to go sailboat mountains.
Sailboat mountains. Yeah. God damn it. That's
the future. Wow.
They'll find you.
We're going to sail through the Caribbean and then go find a place in the mountains.
Yeah.
Are you going to deconnect? Disconnect?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to keep it at a distance. I don't think I'll ever fully embrace like the AI new technology, but who knows?
It's hard for me to believe that though.
You might have to.
A disconnector.
Not fully. You know, like a phone.
Whatever. I think you like
but
culture and socialization. More than you think you do.
You do.
I do.
Those hot showers are nice.
Fucking hot showers.
No,
there's
but
something
I.
To be said
so
for
in
a hot
in
shower.
In my brain
in
of
your
like
brain.
What I think you think, going off the grid and not really, but like you know what I'm saying, like that sort of like pulling out of society life, be like, oh, I'm with my husband and we're throwing pots and playing ghost and you know what I mean, like and then.
Playing ghost.
Tell me, guy, do you guys play ghost ever?
No, we don't.
Fuck play you!
Just hide the tip.
You're a married couple. Listen, tonight I want you to go fucking the two of you to sit behind the Potter's wheel. What's it called? I want you to ghost the fuck out of it tonight.
I'm pretty sure.
I want you to put on Unchained. What's
ghost
it? Unchained Melody. Yeah.
A little bit.
And then I want you both to do it with your feet.
Everybody brings that up. Like, that's the one thing.
But then
thing.
That one big toe that's four inches longer than everybody else's just really fucks
that
the pot
one
up.
One big toe, yeah.
No,
that's
but
what we're
like,
calling it.
There's like those, the Oculus, like the VR things. I'm not interested in going into that world. You know, like, I am not interested at this moment. And I might be eventually. But, you know, like, I'm just, like, that's not for me. I think the world is interesting.
That's what I'm saying. You like, know? You being in the woods by yourself with... Maybe just your husband. If I think you will yearn for
and chickens and Sanji,
but yearn for social interaction. You know, like more than you think. I think that you'll miss that. You'll be like, oh,
come back
I miss Clam
months.
And Suze and old Tommy Flip.
Tom
and, you know.
Tommy.
Mostly
Tom
time. Flip.
Coven time.
I think that's a big part of your personality more than you're thinking. I want to be like the crazy witch lady of the woods or whatever you want to be.
I'll get there eventually.
You're not, I always say Annie Lennox. What's her fucking name?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie
yeah.
fucking Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
When I grow up.
Isn't that everybody's fucking, isn't that all girls like
everybody
ambition?
Everybody
yeah.
wants to be
Stevie
Nicks. Stevie
Nicks and
a,
like casting
yeah,
witch
like
spells
a
in the woods.
Wearing like too much jewelry.
Isn't that what all women like, yearn to be?
Yeah.
With basically. Half a nose from doing too much cocaine, isn't that what everybody?
I'll keep my nose.
Yeah, okay.
I've got a good nose.
It's good times.
I guess I don't know. Stevie Nicks is not my jam.
I know
man.
You actually actively dislike Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac.
I do.
And Stevie Nicks.
The whole thing, yeah. The music, the fucking.
It's so good.
What girls? So what good. It does to women?
What it does to women? Do you think that? Fleetwood Mac did that to women, or do you think that women are naturally drawn towards that, and so
I think,
like find a connection with Fleetwood Mac.
I think it's the latter. Women love drama.
Wow.
So much.
Wow.
And that woman is so fucking dramatic. And
there are so the fucking Real Housewives are dramatic.
And look how much they're not, fucking look how popular they're under that dramatic 50th fucking season of it. Like, I agree. I don't want any. I think it's ridiculous. But I think women are like, yes, do it. Do it, Stevie. You can go your own way, Stevie.
Thank you for letting me on your podcast, Tom.
Stop it.
I am out of here.
Are you saying women aren't dramatic? What are you saying?
I feel like I was just dramatic at making my exit. Thank you.
Making your, oh, do you have to go to work?
Is no, that what
you
I don't.
To? No, they're, no, I think
you're the boss.
No, I think the, I think women, they want to live, you know, they're married, four kids.
And they want
either
to
got a career or they're a housewife, whatever their situation, they're living
vicariously
through
yes.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Or, shit, I mean, I think it's there's just probably good a couple to dream, other than her as
you
well.
Know? It's good to, like, and everybody does this. You sort of, like, imagine these alternative scenarios, you know. But
what it is about Stevie Nicks, like, there's tons of, like, you know, powerful rock and roll women in the world. Like, why not be like, I want to be Debbie Harry. In a world of Stevie Nicks, be a fucking Joan Debbie Jett. Harry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, what?
She's too cool and she's not broken enough, you know? Like,
Debbie Harry? She was like a heroin addict. Well, how much more broken do you need
like,
to be?
Well, that'd be like throwing Janis Joplin in there.
She sold the Basquiat for like $35. Like, one of his first ones. Like, how much?
I mean, shame on her.
I know.
Shame on her.
Well, times were tough in the fucking 90s. I don't know. Whatever it was, I don't think. But like, she had one of the like OG like,
like
he was like, I made this for you.
Yeah,
like because we're hanging out
what'd
together.
What'd you spend it on, Debbie?
Oh, look, it's Madonna.
What'd you spend it on?
Yeah,
what'd you spend that money on? That $35.
Yeah. I think Debbie Harry's story is she was really bad with money, or she didn't have anybody to like look after her money correctly.
Oh, I see.
Because I really do. Because she's super fucking successful.
Yeah.
Like, think about like this.
She's iconic.
She was like right place, right time. Like, segued from fucking punk rock 70s CBGBs into like some sort of like hip hop 80 era world and like rode that. That's like a pretty significant, you know.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a cool bitch.
But she's so much cooler than Annie. What now? Why do I keep on calling her Annie Lennox?
I don't know.
What's her fucking name?
I don't know why you keep.
Why
doing
is
that?
It? What is that woman's name? Like?
Sheryl Crow. Name?
Sheryl Crow. That's it. What's her fucking name?
Stevie.
I'm not
Stevie.
Help you
Stevie
Nicks. Oh, there we go.
Stevie
you
Nicks.
Found
Stewie.
It.
Stewie Griffin. You found Stevie it. Nicks. Stewie Nicks. Yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking.
Who would you live vicariously through?
Yeah. Who do you live vicariously through? You watch people.
Celebrity wise,
like who do I wish I?
You know, it's not even you wish that you had their life. You just like contemplate their life because it's out there. You know, like you like let your brain path kind of
like
go
people
that
are
direction.
Still like alive.
It doesn't
like,
fucking matter, man. There's no wrong answer.
Okay, so like I always
can have a spiritual connection.
Who do you muse about?
I always like. Oh, like crazy admired Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, there you go.
Because he just seemed like the biggest fuck you freedom dude in the world. And he's so fucking talented. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I'm going to reinvent how these motherfuckers do this.
Yeah.
And he did it. And he did it so quickly.
Yeah.
And like potently and like powerfully. And then he died. So it was like
27 Club.
But like that to me is always like, holy fucking shit. Like what a ride those like 7 years or whatever from like being in the army to like playing at Woodstock must have fucking been like, what a fucking mind fuck that must have been. And you know, psychedelics and whatnot, and
those people don't even realize how
sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right?
You know, they don't even know.
It was a different time back then.
Yeah,
they weren't put on pedestals like they are now. I think you know, what about Beeb selling his music collection for $600 trillion? I mean,
I think that's
does that mean he's out of money?
Excellent, smart move. No, I just think like you know, I mean, he's been doing it since he was like 12 or something, like putting out like platinum
YouTube
records,
star. Yeah,
it's and crazy. Like. Is he really going to hang on to stuff that was like from when he was 12? What is he? Probably 30? How old is he?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. He's young.
But
young.
Let's say he's been doing it for 20 years. Life. Like, would you, if you had a chance to sell a piece of artwork you made when you were 12?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
For fucking millions of dollars. You're like, I don't fucking even like this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, why do I want to hang on to? Like, I would do the same fucking thing.
I'm going to have to find it first.
And have, exactly. And have somebody else fucking. you know, facilitate the money. Like, make sure, all right, I'm going to sell this, but make sure I never have to fucking ever work ever. Not that that guy ever has to work ever again, but like, you know, that's the dream, is not working, right?
Yeah,
like,
course.
Living life and not being subservient to somebody else.
Yeah. Be creative for the sake, like, if you want to, not because you have to.
I do not, not that I'm a Justin Bieber. I don't like Justin Bieber. I think he has a shit attitude.
What are they called? What are his fans?
A Belieber.
A Belieber.
A Belieber.
Really?
I'm a Belieber. And then I saw his face. But yeah, I think that's a smart move for him. Why the fuck not?
Yeah,
like, who
totally.
Wants that?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Go fucking make money with my music. Just give me a lump sum.
Give me a lump sum.
I'm going to give it to Bernie Madoff. He's going to fucking turn around 20% each year.
This is where I love the idea of like NFTs.
Are we done with NFTs though? I feel like it's like the way of the dinosaur at this point.
No, I think that they're gonna
pop up again.
Yeah. So like,
you don't think after the last cryptocurrency fucking slide that they're getting
right back up? It's still the future, just like AI and all of that shit. It's still the future. But when you sell something with an NFT, you can work it into the program or like the whatever it is, the contract. I don't fucking know. But if it ever gets resold, that you get a portion of the resale. Okay.
I do like
you
that.
Know, like,
I do
that's
like that.
Cool. It's cool for artists of all yep. kinds. So anytime, if you sell like your catalog to someone, if you do it in that way, then if it gets sold and it's sold again, money still comes back to you.
I'm into that.
Which
I am.
Which is very cool.
Because it always bugged me like when you see like a Van Gogh go for like $35 million and like that guy died fucking broke.
Yeah.
Never sold a fucking painting in his whole entire life.
Yeah.
People were like, you're a fucking crazy piece of shit. Like, get away from me. Like, keep your fucking ear. I don't want your ear as a love token. Like, he was just shat on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, the hammer drops at $35 million for a thumbprint of Van Gogh. The remnants of an earlobe. Sold! And you're like, fuck! And it's just rich people trading shit. Like,
it is, yeah. Hey,
it's a way
exactly
for them to...
Well, it's a way for them to launder.
But that is the beauty of art, though, isn't
that is
it?
The beauty of art.
It's like, you can't do it, but you also have to get their rich people stamp of approval.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, they have to want to buy and sell your stuff.
They
want
to pretend.
It only takes one, though.
It does.
I mean, it could take one. You know.
It takes two, baby.
I mean, maybe that's what's going to happen with you soon.
I hope.
Oh, I hope. Wow, I like it.
Oh,
right.
I hope. Free me from the shackles of... whatever.
The shackles of...
It's hard. I think I can never leave Jen, though. Jen's like, nobody.
Jen for
life. You don't have to.
Jen for life.
Few people have treated me better than Jen in my life.
Yeah,
now,
she's,
I gotta say.
Yeah, you just want to be around her.
I feel like I owe her, like, you know, the lifestyle I've cultivated myself. I really do.
Jen, cheers.
Yeah,
to
cheers.
You.
Cheers.
To you, Jen.
To Jen. To Jen! Where she just came in before to fucking get a tutu and leave. But, like, seriously, like, I look at, like, the first, I don't know how many years I was here before I got integrated into, like, you know, this bar. But, like, my life is significantly better.
Because of her?
Yeah, like, because of her. I don't know, like, I don't know if she gets the credit where that credit is due, but I give her the credit all fucking day. Our life is significantly better. It really is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, post-COVID is fucking crazy how we've.
How things
rebounded,
yeah.
Compared to I don't know,
3 years.
Fuck,
it's crazy,
right?
It's been three years.
Yeah, it will
you've
be
been
in
here
March.
For 3 years. How long have you been here?
March
since
will
18.
Be 3 years since COVID started.
Yeah, it was officially announced in March of 2020.
Yes, I mean it was St. Patrick's Day. I remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
we were here.
Cancelled.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 20th. I got laid off on the 20th, March 20th.
Yeah.
19th or 20th, something like that. Yeah. Oh, God. What a fucking weird world.
Wow. Oh, how things have changed.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. I don't know.
The fuck a lot of people fallen.
God damn it. What are we going to do? Who's what's the next show at the gallery?
You.
Stop.
Oh.
You have nothing between now and then?
No. I need a break.
Wow.
I need a break.
A lot of pressure's on following Napolini.
Fuck.
We're going to have another meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There'll be plenty of meetings.
But, yeah, Easter.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
The Tom Flip Art Show with two pieces.
No. A dozen? What are we doing?
A little more than a dozen.
Eight.
You doing the back room?
It depends. We'll choose the best space for what he has for me.
I don't think I want the Kristen Corner.
Well, tell me about what you want, Tom.
I don't know. I think I do like the back corner better.
Far back corner?
Yeah.
Really?
On the right side?
Uh-huh.
If you have the...
I feel claustrophobic in the Kristen corner. I love how it's the clam corner, by the way.
Isn't that the front? Corner. Isn't that front middle? She was in the front middle, wasn't she?
No, she was
like on this side of the building.
She was on the back left.
Back left.
Oh, by the restaurant.
Back into the left.
Yeah, that area.
Yeah.
And it works really well for her pieces.
It doesn't have...
You want to be in like the
it doesn't
far,
have good
the little
flow.
Dark,
or like where Marlene was.
Oh,
you're in the mid section.
Yeah,
mid-right.
Section. I don't like the feng shui there is not conducive for shows. Maybe we'll put
See,
you
I think
upstairs.
This is the exact opposite.
Ooh.
Maybe gonna, we'll like
Nobody
do,
puts baby in the corner. What?
We'll, maybe we'll do
is
like
you know how hard
all
it is to get people upstairs again?
Walls? And do something like that. But we'll figure it out.
Second floor.
I know.
So the thing is that with the locals, like you guys attract so many people just to come and show up and be there that like the problem with Kristen's show, so many people came. That there was this crazy bottle.
The problem. So many people.
Kristen.
We sold so much. We didn't have anything else to sell.
That it was like, but it was hard to even get into that area to look at the work. And so when we do yours,
that's what. But that's
what we're gonna do is we're really gonna need to sort of spread it out and create like a way that people can flow around and still come and go.
Wow. Because Flip's going to need a flow chart.
Yeah. You are. I know that like, if it's anything like the takeover, you know, if it's anything like the takeover, we're
I mean, it's
going to
be a quarter of the takeover. I mean, in sheer size.
In the quantity of work.
That was a ridiculous thing.
Sure.
So
but like,
stuff.
You know, like you have.
It was probably one of the best things I've ever done, by the way.
Well,
it was so entertaining.
I anticipate that it will be well attended, and that's really, you know, my consideration. Is
we could do arrows on the floors.
Shut the lights
COVID,
off so they glow. Yeah.
And you got to go this way up to see Mr. Flip, and then this way down.
I feel like it's hard to get people to walk up those stairs. The unknown of what's up there, like
well, especially if you're drinking.
For
oh
the
my
not,
Lord.
There's handrails, guys. You
but
just
for
use the handrails.
For the people that don't know me and not are not like specifically, they're just like, oh, there's an
so
event.
You want to be downstairs,
sort of.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess I feel like upstairs is my world now.
We'll figure it out once we have the pieces.
Zone.
Once we have the pieces, and I understand the scale and the quantity, like that's really when I want to make the decision about where we put you. It's really important for things to be well presented.
Okay.
Secondly, so,
what are your feelings about prints this time?
Oh, you should totally do prints. Do prints.
But in print, like they're going to be custom by hand prints.
So they're going to be.
They're going to be pieces of artwork that are not.
And they're going to be hand and
finished.
APs.
You know what I mean? Like, in, like you could, like.
Tell me.
Not printed off a printer, but like, you know what I do or whatever. But uh-huh. Some of it's spray paint, and then like a final. I was thinking maybe a final layer would be silkscreen.
So they're
because I'm
okay.
Because I'm in
embellished.
Yeah, but not on.
Just originals
frames.
On paper in sleeves.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. We could do that.
That's what I was thinking.
Cool. Let's do it. Those are going to be the affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to make a sticker?
Specifically for the...
Fuck yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I get my notes out. Jeez.
Yeah, this Stickers. Is not the meeting.
This is
not
the meeting.
Yeah. This is not the meeting.
Should we?
Sticker mule.
What? Yeah. They've treated me all right in the past. Sticker mule.
Stickers are expensive, though.
Well, yeah, they are.
But everyone
valuable.
Loves a sticker.
You gotta love, I got them all
everyone
over.
Loves
had
a
them
sticker.
All.
Everybody loves
everybody,
a sticker.
Everything's gone here. I guess it must have got booted out of here.
What are you talking about?
You're right
fucking here, dude.
You're right there.
Oh, there we are.
You're right here.
This.
Look, you got two of them
right
here.
Look, you got normal, and then you got fucking...
Oh, the new ones.
Shiny.
The shinies. They're cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
Shine on. What's the next business you're buying?
Shine
What's the next business?
Yeah, what are you doing
Landscaping
next?
Business?
No.
Pool cleaner? You want to be a pool boy?
No.
To rich old ladies? Like,
I got a pool girl here.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't even have a pool boy. I got a pool girl.
Equal opportunity.
I tell
pool
my friends
workers.
Up north.
Pool workers united!
I don't know.
You have a pool, huh?
I got
Never
a
knew.
Pool.
Never knew.
Little pool. Little teeny thing.
Yeah.
A dip pool.
That's the way to do it. Unless you have
no, and I would really want to go swimming. I go across the street to Colleen's house where I can go get in the lap pool.
Ooh.
Colleen. Oh, Colleen. I haven't seen her in a hot second. She hasn't been out about
See her every
at
morning.
All. She has not been out and about at all.
She's coming out tomorrow night
for
She'll be at Salt.
Oh.
She's going to get there at 5:30.
So much shit going on.
She's getting there early.
Poor Tom and his busy schedule.
All right, so tonight is studios. Tomorrow night is Salt.
Yes.
Then you got to work.
Then I got to work. What do I have? We'll some, I must have something going. Oh, I have a podcast tomorrow, Friday morning.
Oh, man.
It's wow.
Killing me, dude. This week's going to, I'm going to die on Sunday. God, I told my wife I would help her paint the fucking bathroom.
Just wait. Listen, just save all that.
So stubborn. I love my wife so much. She's so fucking
for Valentine's
stubborn. She. So what? So I can cook and buy flowers better? What? You better buy those flowers.
Just get a sitter.
So hard. No. You know, when I feel like when you're married and have kids, you have to like include them into every event.
You?
Kind of.
I mean, can't. I mean, you can.
What am I going to be like? Happy Valentine's Day. You go sit over there. Yeah. I'm going to go out to fucking dinner and with your mother.
Yeah.
No.
You can't get a babysitter.
Maybe for an anniversary.
Oh, for okay.
But not right. Valentine's
there
Day.
There are times of year where you do that, but Valentine's Day is not the one.
I don't think Valentine's Day. I mean,
okay. Okay. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Fair. That's my opinion.
I think I want to do the Cupid thing with Jen on Valentine's Day. I think that's my
You're going to be you want to be Cupid?
I want to fucking be Cupid.
Do it.
With Jen. Yeah.
Do it.
Jen, this is me.
Wednesday? Is it
asking.
A Wednesday?
Wait, it's on the wall there. Cupid, Valentine, what, Thursday?
It doesn't say. It just says
through
When is Valentine's?
A Thursday.
Guys, oh, it is.
On Thursday. So it's on Thursday. Because Wednesday's Valentine's Day.
It's a
Day.
Tuesday. Wait. Yeah, it's a
Tuesday. Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
It's 2-2 Tuesday.
It's the 14th or the 16th?
The 14th.
Oh,
shit. Why did I always think it was the 16th? The 14th.
No wonder you don't get laid on Valentine's
Tuesday.
Day.
Tuesday.
You're 2 days off.
I've been married for 10 years. Yeah, there's other reasons. Tuesday. Yeah, I don't really work on Tuesdays.
Oh, do you want to be Cupid too?
I want to be within
a wife
the.
You have a wife and a child to attend. You need to.
Yeah, but that's, make it's, each a other lot of it
like
is a daytime thing.
Pancakes.
Yeah, my wife is working.
She's working?
It's a Tuesday. She works on a Tuesday.
You know, have a daddy daughter date, Valentine's Day.
She's going to be in school.
Oh, man. Tell so you can be Cupid.
Ooh.
Well,
I can be part Cupid. Of the Cupid crew.
You could drive the golf cart.
Yeah, or something. Or I could be like Grumpy Cupid.
Yeah.
Like with a cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, happy Valentine's Day from Stephanie. Stephanie, here's your arrow.
Bad Cupid.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, if you guys want to come on, what we're talking about is you make handmade Valentines at the bar, and then we deliver them to whomever.
To whomever. Whomever. Locally. Or you'll
locally.
Mail them.
Or we mail them.
Yeah.
But we're hand.
They don't go to random people. You pick who they're going to.
Yeah.
Okay. You make a Valentine for a specific person.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And then we'll show up dressed as Cupid and hand them your handmade Valentine. And it comes with, I think, like a drink token or a...
Yeah, like a gift card or something for a drink or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
It's cute. It's a really cute thing.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
She's done it.
You should do one for your wife.
Yeah, you should do
wife. Whatever she's going to be.
Should we all traipse? We'll all traipse down. Tuesday, she works at Salt, so we'll traipse down
exactly.
There.
Yeah,
perfect. So we'll show up at Salt. You
with
know,
crossbows.
And, like, make a big scene.
Yeah, crossbows.
Yeah, like little Nerf, cute fucking.
Carlos might do it. I don't know.
Oh.
He'd be a cute Cupid.
He would be a cute. He did really. He do it last year?
I think so. Yeah. I think he likes that.
Yeah. It's a cute thing. It's
he
really cute.
Worked.
Now, would he wear the sash?
The wings. Wings.
Cupid.
And a diaper.
Yeah.
Diaper.
The diaper and the set and the wings.
That's normal.
He got that fresh haircut. I saw him yesterday when we were changing. He was that shit was tight.
It's his anniversary. Their anniversary.
Seven years.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow. They are a couple.
Yeah.
That is a couple.
They're sweet.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about that. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
Should we wrap this up?
Probably.
Do we have anything else to say?
Sure.
What do we got? Pushing really? Something?
No, I'm not pushing anything.
You're not pushing anything.
I'm pushing
everything.
Tom Flip show. And
yeah.
That's right.
What's the date?
It's going to be awesome.
The Easter show.
What is it?
Am I doing any framing for that?
That's a great question.
That's another meeting?
That's a great question. April 8th.
I don't mind if you need my services.
I believe so.
You know. Not for... Just things saying. Sell better framed.
They do. 100% they do. I mean, it changes everything.
Yes. No, there'll absolutely be everything. Some sort of framing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple of weird things going.
I'm sure they're
going to
be weird.
I have a couple very standard things
The last one was weird.
But I have a couple. I have, and like, specifically one
Did
thing.
Did you sell?
Yeah.
You sold that one?
Yeah, that's what they were.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulate when I got money in hand. But I have to augment it.
But you know why it sold.
Because you're framed. Yeah.
Yeah. Not because of the hard work I put in.
It's cultivating. Just the frame.
It's the frame.
Just
so
the framing, yes.
We sell frames.
I'm,
all right.
I'm the fluff guy. I get it all
better.
Ready
you
for
make
you
things
to,
better.
For you to
you
perform.
Did you really did an excellent job on that, though. You like, leaned into my style.
Yes. It looks great. It looks
and you
great.
Took something that wasn't, like, showroom finished. Like, it was three quarters of the way there.
Yeah.
75% there or something like that. Same thing.
Makes everything.
And made it where somebody took a second look at it.
Oh, well, he's got to slap some Mr. America on the red mat.
No, that's still there.
Wow.
I know. That's okay. It's okay. Going to sell. I'm not
No, I just thought
it.
That was.
That's a good
Brandy
one.
Went outside the box on
I
that
did,
one.
I did, yeah.
With what?
So we do all of the, all of our pieces sort of in a similar floating style, but it's black frame, black mat. And for Fabio, you know, he did a series of pen and ink for us with painted details in red. And there was this one really cool piece. And I just, like, we were there, and it was a party. You had a fucking party going, and I'm trying to, like, you know, figure out what I want to do. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this one with a red matting. So it's red around it, and it makes the colors in the piece pop. And it looks great. It looks so good, and we'll probably now continue to
do that
occasionally.
Occasionally,
you know, special
make
ones
make it pop.
It really it pop. Does. It really, you gotta pop really it. Looks great. So it was a good choice.
All right,
it was a good choice to do.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
I went home actually, and I was like, oh my god, did I make
a huge mistake?
Did I make did a huge let, mistake?
You gotta and roll
I,
the dice every
I almost
once in a while,
called.
Man.
I almost was like, look, just do the standard black. Like, let's go outside. But we did it, and I'm so happy. I'm
look
so
cool.
Happy. Yeah, it looks really great.
Gotta roll those dice, man. Gotta roll those dice.
So we'll take care of you. Stone Soup Frame Shop.
Are we all going to the studios tonight? Or no?
Yes.
All right.
Going to the studios.
I think I'm gonna try and get my kid, scoop her up and.
Cool. Tell me what
they're going to have music upstairs and stuff like normal.
Oh,
usually.
I think they do.
Yeah. I think that's their whole shtick.
Yeah, okay. That's the part whole of the deal. Thing. Yeah, but some of the artists look really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's multiple artists there then, right?
So it's like
well,
every
floor
room.
By floor or
there's
whatever.
Two on the main
room,
level
room.
And then there's one and one.
Yeah.
So for the three floors. And then the rooftop is like the bar and music and whatever.
Because like last month when I saw you there, wasn't like the main floor, wasn't it pillows?
Yeah, that was
with
an installation.
What was that? I forget.
Oh,
they were, yeah, they were.
I didn't get to see that in person.
Like
concrete,
well, concrete seashells
pillows.
Or something like that.
Oh,
with they weren't something concrete. They were normal, and you were to you were asked
soft.
To grab like a rock or whatever it was and place it, and you were being part of the installation.
Oh,
and
it
continually
I totally missed it.
Changes. That was cool. All. You guys didn't read the fucking thing.
I didn't
read
get
the
to go.
Statement.
I didn't go to that one.
I might have been a little googly eyed.
You got to be more involved in the Key West art
it's
scene.
It's hard. Sometimes I got to work.
Listen, you're not on that fucking boat yet, okay?
Sometimes I got to
You're not
work.
Out floating, sailing the seas
look,
of cheese.
I got time here. There's plenty of time here. This
I didn't finish that chug
tomorrow.
Up to go sailing.
I know.
Okay. This has been episode.
Oh,
I think,
ooh, there they are.
Hey.
Did you get the thing?
Here we go. Yeah, because everybody hearing that will hear it.
Well, I think the horses can hear it.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I love horses.
Big ears.
They're
where
so lovable.
Where do they keep them?
They're stables out by Fort Zach.
They built a whole thing over there. There's like an area where they can run around. Yeah. They've got like
I thought
that
was like a remote jail
park.
For the amphitheater. You know, if people...
you think that's like a coveted cop position?
I would fucking love to be a horse cop.
I mean, do you don't take them home?
Have you ridden horses?
Yeah.
Like extended periods of time?
No,
or just like,
no. Casually. I've
sure.
Like in Montana growing up. Not like in adulthood,
ass,
I have not been on the back of a horse.
I have not been on a horse as a fully grown adult.
No.
I don't think. Yeah. I really don't.
You got balls now. Like, that is slamming against that thing you
they
hold
came
on
in last
to.
Week. Two for one. okay. Episode right. Blah, 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 blah. Top Flip US podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming, Randy. Oh, did I tell you that people are like, I love this. I want one?
Everyone compliments my ghost. We have bro tattoos.
Yeah,
so
we have bro tats.
Bro tats.
Dude, yours is upside down.
I know.
Well, fuck no, that. If his hand is extended.
Well, you're such a... God.
tats.
Yeah, people are like, I want one. I'm like,
yeah. Sorry, you know, bro.
Do you have one of those?
No, I'm not a wizarding
not
Hogwarts.
A Harry Potter,
I love Harry Potter, but I don't think enough to get that out.
Plus, my brother and sister have this.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It looks.
We got the. Jen, I got the anchor.
Anchors and pineapple.
Nice. Like ooh, if you put it upside down, you're letting people in.
I didn't know that in the beginning. People in?
Yeah. Means hospitality.
Yeah.
Means welcome. Like welcome, bro. Let me welcome you with
90% of my time, I'm in hospitality mode.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. All that stuff. Everybody. I love everybody. Goodbye.
It's Tom Flip's podcast show. It's Tom Flip's podcast show. It's Tom Flip's podcast show.